from KQED. For more than a month now, the Central Coast community of Big Sur has been split in two. Along Highway 1, there are active mudslides to the south, and to the north, a condemned bridge has been demolished. A replacement bridge isn't expected for another 6 months. In the meantime, locals stuck in between are counting on a new hiking trail to get them in and out. From KAZU, Krista Almanzon reports.
A jackhammer works away at what's left of the two-lane Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge in the middle of Big Sur. Just to the south, a helicopter sits parked on Highway 1 in front of the Big Sur Deli, a sign of the times in this now isolated part of the Central Coast. But inside the deli, life feels almost normal. Music plays over the sound system and the shelves look freshly stocked. Stephen Mayer's dad owns the store. It's the only place that's stayed open just south of the bridge.
We have been doing supply runs around the south through Nacimiento.
Nacimiento Ferguson Road, a rugged and remote drive to Monterey, where Mayer lives, turning 1 hour into four. Going home has not been part of his daily routine since a mudslide damaged the bridge beyond repair.
Yeah, I just sleep on the floor. I have an air mattress, but it's not too bad.
So he's eager for a new trail around the bridge to open. It would mean a 20-minute walk to the other side instead of hours of driving.
Oh, it's going to be very important. I think I'm going to be hiking in and out every day if I can, just to get back home.
Customer Carissa Chapelet shares his eagerness. She's been organizing locals to help state parks and the California Conservation Corps build the trail.
We've got enough jalapenos, you think? This is our jalapeno day. Getting the crew lunch order here.
Chapelet and other locals have cars on either side of the downed bridge, meaning the trail will bring life, kind of, back to normal. I join her just up the highway at the trailhead with stairs headed down into a thick growth of trees.
So we're standing on some stairs. Just a few weeks ago, I'm guessing these weren't here?
Right. So actually, just about 3 weeks ago, there was nothing here. It was just like walking there.
She points to the bushes that creep up to the road. Next to them, a sign reads, "Trail closed, under construction."
It's critical. It's not like we can wait like another month or 2 months or even a week. I mean, I don't know how to stress this because for me, it's really personal.
Everyone on the south side of the bridge has a story of hardship from being isolated for more than a month.
I have actually a very dear friend who's actually my ex-husband from years ago who has the stage 4 cancer that I've been his primary care person for. So for a month, I've been cut off from being able to help him. And luckily, I have some friends who are helping.
There's also roughly 40 kids who can't get to school. For now, teachers are being flown in by helicopter. Then there are others here who can't get to work. But the trail, while nearly done, is still a construction site. I walked it earlier in the day with John DeLuca of California State Parks. We make our way through switchbacks and up several flights of stairs. He says the steep terrain required the trail to be this elaborate.
There's really not much footing. You'd be on all fours, grabbing at trees and branches to pull yourself up.
We pass several crews made up of locals and state workers.
They're drilling down in to put the rebar to hold the step structure. See how he's pounding the rebar into it now?
Once complete, the trail will be for Big Sur locals only. Expanding access is an ongoing debate, especially for local businesses who rely on tourists.
It's still being developed, the trail plan itself, but the intended use is for immediate needs of the community.
A community that's anxious for this trail to open so people can get on with their lives. For the California Report, I'm Krista Almanzon in Big Sur.